1350 KRNT, Des Moines. The county attorney, Des Moines police chief, and the head of the Metro Area Narcotics Squad could all be found in contempt of court. Good morning, John McCarroll, KRNT News, the 7 o'clock news brought to you by UFS United Federal Savings. KRNT reporter George Davison says a 19-year-old Des Moines man claims they wanted him to be an informant without first getting permission from the court.
Frank Lerick is currently on 1 year's probation after pleading guilty last year to charges of delivery of drugs. Lerick says that he was asked by agents of the Des Moines Police Drug Unit to be an informant for them, but they did not have the permission of the sentencing judge to make such an inquiry. Lerick says in his petition that acting as an informant would require him to commit illegal acts and violate terms of his probation. He could be an informant if he had the permission of the court. An affidavit signed by Lerick's probation officer says that he didn't know of the alleged attempts by authorities to seek the probationer's help. The petition filed on behalf of Lerick by public defender Roger Owen says County Attorney Dan Johnston, Police Chief Wendell Nichols, and Drug Unit Commander William Tighe should be found in contempt of court and punished for their willful disturbance of official judicial proceedings. Judge Luther Glanton, who sentenced Lerick, has scheduled a hearing on the possible contempt citations for next week. George Davison, KRNT News.
Currently in downtown Des Moines, we have 7 degrees with cloudy skies. We're expecting a high today of 20 degrees.
In the United States of America, all dollars are created equal. But after that, there's a way as something for every saver.
The KRNT Greater Des Moines forecast, prepared by freeze notice weather, variable cloudiness today with occasional snow flurries but no accumulation, winds northwest 8 to 12 miles per hour, high today 20. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow, low tonight 0, high tomorrow 20. Now in Des Moines, relative humidity 83%, we have west winds at 7 miles per hour, under cloudy skies, the airport temperature 4 degrees. John McCarroll, KRNT News, the 7 o'clock news brought to you by UFS, United Federal Savings.